Hello, everybody. This is Stella from The Beauty of Play, and today I want to talk to you about hexagonal thinking. Hexagonal thinking is an analysis tool that's very tactile, can be colorful, that encourages critical thinking and discussion. There are a good number of advantages to using this tool, but I've discussed that in the blog post, so I'm not going to talk about that here. I want to spend just a few minutes showing you how I made these. I had originally planned on just printing it out and doing the exercise with printed hexagons, but then decided that I wanted to add a little more color. So I've used previous wet on wet watercolor paintings that I've done with my daughter, and then taking tracing paper and made a smaller hexagon to go on top of that where we are putting our labels. This added a little more color and beauty to our exercise. One of the reasons that I love this tool so much is because it takes very little effort on my part, but it has a huge reward in the amount of analysis, processing, and critical thinking that happens on the outset. It also helps to make thinking visible. So I started by choosing a variety of topics to go onto our hexagons based upon what we were doing in the unit. So this year for history, we have been studying the 1800s, a westward expansion. So I chose all kinds of terms and people, events, laws and ideas that had come up in that unit, like President Lincoln, President Polk, the Mexican-American War, Manifest Destiny, the Fugitive Slave Act, those kind of things, and placed them on my hexagons. In addition to this, and this is the important part, I looked for things outside of that that I wanted to make connections with in addition to this block. So it serves as a review, memory recall, elaboration, and connection. And just to know, if you want a reminder of what some of those are, in our first drop, there is a segment of Tools for Learning, and it goes over a lot of these terms. So memory recall, elaboration. I can't remember if it goes over connections, but those kind of tools for learning. With that in mind, I'm pulling terms like the Haudenosaunee, Confederacy, the American Constitution, the Founding Fathers, Thomas Jefferson, and things from our previous year's block. In addition to that, I'm choosing things from our American Literature block that I would like to be included. And you could also choose things from other blocks or other areas like the sciences or math for these connections. The more connections that we make with our brain, the easier the learning is. Takes care of our setup for the hexagonal thinking, and now we're looking at execution. I really think that this activity would work well with a small group of kids or students. It's still beneficial to use if you're using it with only one child, especially if you're doing it in conjunction with your child. I just feel like with a group of children, this particular exercise would lend itself better to critical thinking and other aspects of critical thinking, like checking your own bias, what questions you're asking yourself, debating and conversing about what the stronger connection would be, and also hearing other people's reasonings. Said that, I do find this exercise extremely beneficial even with one child. A final aspect about this exercise that I want to talk about is the annotation of the connections, and we can do this a couple different ways. In the demonstration that I'm showing here, when I'm making the connections, I'm leaving a space between the hexagons and then taking a pencil and writing in the connection from one space to another. Another way that this could be done is with numbers. So you write a number in between the two hexagons touching, and then use a key to the side to annotate the connections between those two hexagons. Or you can also use sticky notes that can be picked up and placed down depending on what you were doing. And like for many things, you can also do all of this verbally, especially if you are scaffolding for younger children who aren't quite ready to write, or if you are just using it to engage in review and discussion. If you are doing this to teach writing or to prep for a writing project, you may consider spacing it. So doing the hexagonal activity with verbal explanations in the beginning, coming back and repeating that, annotating the connections on the side, and then either using that for establishing an outline the following day and then eventually writing, or you can just drop into writing at that point. It depends on your child's writing style. Some of them like to think it out and have a outline in front of them, and others like to get ideas on the page and rearrange them later. That is essentially how you do hexagonal thinking. It is easy to prepare and to construct. It's even easy in its execution, but there is a lot to gain academically and in critical thinking in doing this exercise, which is one of the reasons that I really enjoy it. As always, if you have any questions, you can leave them at the bottom of the blog post, or you can also email me at della@thebeautyofplay.com or use the contact form in your membership area or the contact form in the About area. Until next time, happy homeschooling.